Episode 1, 0, 0, 9 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/down to dunk and get The Athletic for $3.99 a month. I am Luke, joined this morning by Andrew.
But I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. Woo!
Slam through.
And Taylor.
What did baby corn say to mama corn?
Where's popcorn? I wish you were here. I wish you were here.
Slam through. That song was for, the song and the joke was for Jay.
Classic.
Where's popcorn? I wish you were here. Jaymon.
We know where Jaymon is.
He's in the hospital, so prayers up for Jaymon.
No, he gave us an excuse, and we found out. We found a video of what he was doing, and we didn't.
Oh, that's too inappropriate. We can't share.
We have thoughts about what we saw.
Oh man, the law does too. I'll tell you that.
It's true. You guys have thoughts about the playoffs? Anything stick out to you? Anything intriguing to you?
Yeah, the number one thought I had from games last night are. Remember when people used to get upset that Jokic wouldn't be aggressive enough offensively?
Yeah.
In big games? And this season, what he's averaging, I think, 34 or 35 points per game.
He's got no choice right now.
Yeah, but he's doing it.
He's doing
it. That's the thing is, like, are you the type of player that when you have no choice, can you do it? Mm-hmm. And he is. I mean, that's MVP.
It's true.
That's what MVPs do. His percentages so far, Andrew... 54% from the field, 50% from three, and 90, I think it was 97% from free throw right now in the playoffs.
He's been a monster.
It's been unbelievable. It's so crazy that he's become this type. We always knew he was this skilled offensively and could do it, and every now and then he'd put up a game where he would shoot 20 times, and you're like, why can't you just do that all the time? Well, he can now.
Yeah. How often do guys like that actually fulfill their potential?
Right.
Not often.
Not often at all.
I've really enjoyed watching the Knicks fans and seeing just what they're doing. I think basketball is so much better when the Knicks are good and competitive. And they took over like 7th Street in New York after the win the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And were just chanting horrible things.
Here's the difference between
the opposing team.
They do chant it's horrific
it's
things.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. I love it. The Garden is, they're just all nasty men inside there, and I love it.
It's very true.
Here's the difference between Oklahoma City and New York. In Oklahoma City, we made SportsCenter, the crowd made SportsCenter for like clapping and cheering when our team lost in the playoffs, just for being proud of them, right? In New York, they're on the news because they're handing out slips of paper that tell everyone, hey, tonight the chant is Trey is balding.
Mm-hmm.
That's
love
the difference.
That. I love that.
It's, I do too,
it's,
actually.
It's great.
How many papers did they print?
Too many. Oh, you could print one and just pass it around.
I don't think that's how that works.
I think they printed 15,000 of them.
At this point, just put it up on the freaking screen.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. I just think make it a part
of
the
presentation. I love, one, the team is not going to do that.
Just do it.
They're not.
Lean into it.
They would not.
They should.
They would not. Two, it's cooler that the fans take the effort and their printer ink.
Right.
To do this.
Who has printers?
You don't have a home printer? I do.
I have a printer.
You don't have a laptop. Why do you need a printer?
Right.
But you Bluetooth images from your phone to your printer?
Huh?
You could do that, yeah.
I have a wire that connects to my printer.
He's wired.
Luke, don't...
Wired, man.
Don't talk like you have something that I should have when you're using a wired printer that you plug into
something.
I can print
things and you cannot.
Wow. What's the last thing you printed?
A plane ticket.
When was that?
A concert ticket.
You don't do it on your phone, bro? Okay, question. So the Clippers play tonight in Dallas, down 0-2. Pepsi United wants to know, What's the chance Kawhi leaves the Clippers if they're eliminated in the first round?
Is it 100%?
I want it to be 100%. I believe it's pretty close.
I want it to be 100%. I'd probably say it's a coin flip.
Really?
Ping.
Okay, what's the... Okay, I did hear Bomani Jones talk about how he doesn't think it's obvious that he's going to leave if they lose.
Yeah.
And he said the reason is, if this guy wants to live in San Diego so bad that he commutes to LA every single day, then that's not a guy who's just going to leave LA or like willy-nilly leave and go somewhere else, especially on the other side of the country.
I think that's true.
How far a drive is that?
I think it's like 2.5 hours or something.
Really?
It's a far... I don't think San Diego is like close to LA.
Would you plug it into your maps on your phone?
Are you doing Andrew?
You think he takes the train? There's a train.
No,
he takes the train. He actually...
it is about 2 hours. It's 120 miles.
Every day he Ubers. I know. Believe it. Hard to believe, but believe it.
Every day he gets himself in that same Ford Bronco.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's California traffic.
You know what?
From what I've seen on the TV and the movies, bad.
Movies.
He should realize that this life sucks.
Sucks.
Losing. Yeah. One, he was the most cocky thing he's ever done is thinking he could turn the Clippers into a winning franchise.
Right. That's... Wow.
Like that's
the second most cocky thing, thinking he could turn Paul George into a winner.
Yes. True. And Reggie Jackson into a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Like who does he think he is? We've discovered who he thinks he is. He thinks he's some kind of miracle worker.
I would say he thinks he's basketball Jesus.
I would not disagree with that.
But I think he needs to... Where would you want him to go?
He needs the Heat, right?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
He needs the Heat.
Because...
He needs Jimmy.
Pull up. They just need to blare some Will Smith, say, "Welcome to Miami." And the yummy, yummy, yummy.
It was you talking about how... Who was talking about this? I keep equating what you say to Bomani Jones. For some reason, you and Bomani Jones in my head are the same person. I always get very confused between the two of you.
Similar people, yeah.
Yes. Well, he was saying like the Clippers don't have a leader that talks. You know, their best players are Kawhi and Paul George. And then they say Pat Beverly is their like vocal leader. And he was saying, you can't have a player who's bad be your vocal leader. So Kawhi goes to...
True, he stinks. Yeah.
Pat Beverly just sucks now.
He's not good.
He doesn't do anything good anymore. So he goes to Miami. Kawhi can be Kawhi. And then there's still Jimmy Butler in the locker room. It's perfect.
Jimmy. Bam.
I think that would be good.
Duncan.
And now you put Bam... Now Bam isn't expected to be the second best player or the first best player. I think that's a great situation.
It is.
I'd love them to leave because we have so many of their picks.
We own their draft picks from 2022 to 2026.
It really messes them up in a big way if he leaves. I would love that.
It'd be great. And playoff P and Reggie Jackson have to lead them to the promised land.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
That immediately becomes like the Lamar Odom Clippers again.
It's like the worst parts of the past 10 years of Oklahoma City basketball. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's not great.
And does it kind of surprise you that the Mavs, that Luka can do this to them already?
Like
Clippers, they're playing, this is a joke that they're this bad. But it surprises me that Luka can be this dominant against them.
The other thing is, this is the team that they played so bad against us to get.
Yeah, and they played them last year, too. And, like, what? Luka pushed it to six games?
Six games, yeah. So, at QSeahawk88 asks, how much are you guys enjoying cheering for Luka? Also, how do you cope with the fact that OKC has to go through this guy for the next decade plus? Hashtag MFFN.
Monday fight football night?
No. So this stands for Mavs fan for now.
Oh, okay. I like that.
You gotta be careful with those because I thought it was something else.
Mother.
And then twice.
For now.
So are you enjoying cheering?
I'm enjoying it. He's good, and it's I enjoy it. And plus, he's punishing the Clippers, which I'm personally enjoying right now. But there's always a good highlight where, like, he'll make some huge play and then just, like, scream cuss words at somebody. And I like that.
Have you ever seen anyone treat Patrick Beverley like this?
No, it's wonderful.
It's amazing.
Like, there was one where he, like, blew past him and he was just like, you're too slow.
Well, too small.
Too small. Yes. And well, that was awesome.
Well, you know who has treated him like this is Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also why we love it.
Yeah.
It's reminiscent of the way that Russ has treated him.
It's like when someone can talk that way and then also every game they have the game to back it up.
Yeah, it's good.
Pat Bev trick, y'all. That's what Russ said.
He does.
That quote is so good. Where Russ is like, Pat Bev trick, y'all. Like, he doesn't play good defense. He's not doing any. He's like, he's not doing anything out there.
He's like, I think y'all were talking about Colin Sexton on the Saturday Slam and Jam, I think. It's like, wow, what if that was just Patrick Beverley the whole time? Just slamming the court, slapping players.
It's just a maniac. Just an absolute maniac. So good.
But going through him for the next 10 years, I will come to hate him. That's why you must enjoy him now, Luca.
Enjoy him today.
Enjoy him today because you'll hate him tomorrow.
And this is why the Thunder have to have multiple stars, right? Because Shea and Dort and Poku will not be enough to get through Luka Doncic.
Too small.
He's going to say that they're all too small.
Even Poku, the tallest man on the planet. too small.
too small.
Starts saying it to every single person.
Awesome.
LeBron James.
Too small.
Oh,
Andre Drummond, too small.
I made some predictions on the Saturday Slam and Jam show that will drop. So.
Oh, wow.
Get ready for that.
Oh, wow.
All right. Anything else playoff related that interests you? Bucks are just destroying this Heat team that they need to pull a Golden State Warriors and get on the phone after they get smashed and swept out of the playoffs.
Yeah, we've been...
And call Kawhi crying in the in the parking lot, right?
We've been texting about this. The Heat, how ridiculous do the Heat look that they refuse to trade Tyler Hero now? Like, that was pretty arrogant looking back, you know? And it's easy for me to say, but looking back, and they looked at their roster and they're like, no, actually, we'll still be a contender with Tyler Hero. We're not going to give up too much. If we can get one of these players without giving up Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, then great. That's bonus. But no, we're fine. Thank you. That sounds exactly like Pat Riley. No, that's fine. Thank you.
But they get free agency players. Like, that's...
Yeah.
They're
like the one that gets them the most.
They could get, like, we're talking about Kawhi.
Yeah.
Like, they could get that level of player for nothing.
Yeah.
And keep Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know that they traded for Bielitsa, and they got these people in here. They were trying to win now around Butler. Like, they went to the...
Don't mention Bielitsa and then act like they're trying to win now. Sorry, well, you can't do that. That is not a thing.
They're trading for, like, veteran players.
They traded for Bielitsa.
All right. Like, you have Dragic.
Yeah, they've had him for, like, 6 years.
And Ariza. I'm saying, like, they're trading for these veteran players that can, like, that they can trust.
They traded a second rounder and a guy that was racist for Trevor Ariza.
He's starting.
I know. He's been pretty good for them. They made these moves on the fringes for basically nothing.
Okay, but, like, was the point not to be good?
Yes, but the thing is, like, that Luke pointed out, that they can get guys to come to their team and not have to give up your prized young assets.
Man, that's right. I did make a good point when I said that.
That's right. Oh, man.
Boom. Score. L-Man 1, everyone else 0.
I've never heard anyone talk about how the Heat just get free agents before.
What?
Never. You're the first person I've ever heard talk about that.
It's a genius level point.
Yeah. I hadn't ever considered it Galaxy Brain.
Well, you were talking about the trades, and you have been proved wrong. Taylor 0, Luke 1.
Take John's back joint bigger in victory.
John's bad toy figure inventory. A couple weeks ago, I wanted to ask you guys this question, and it was based on a story, but now I don't have the story, so I'm just going to ask you the question. I forgot what it was. Have you ever thought about quitting the pod, or what's the closest you got to quitting the pod?
One summer, I quit the pod.
Luke actually did it.
I did. I karaoke too much. But in my mind, at the time, I was karaokeing just the right amount. But I would easily karaoke 2 to 3 times a week.
And it was every Thursday night. And
absolutely every Thursday
Luke
night.
Luke made it very clear that...
R.I.P. JJ's saloon.
He made it very clear that karaoke was going to come before the podcast every single week.
It was important to me. I was good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were bad at podcasting.
And I was bad at podcasting. Uh-huh. Now I'm just dragging myself back up, trying to get a little bit better every week. You know?
What are you doing in preparation for that? I'm just curious.
None of your business. If I give it away, a magician never reveals.
Yeah, trade secret.
Magician never reveals his secrets.
Andrew?
You're a magician?
A podcast magician.
Obviously.
Look at this. Good podcast.
Okay, you have to start talking.
Yeah, now you go.
Oh, no.
By the way, Andrew said he had multiple times.
It's probably stuff like that that's made me want to quit the podcast before.
Yeah, there's
like,
been too much of
everything
that
just happened in the last like 35 seconds.
Uh huh. Did you just drink too much water? That's why.
No, I'm feeling good now. This is keeping me in the game.
Water.
How much water is that? How much is that? Ounces.
So it says ounces. It's 3,500 ounces.
No, that's serious? Impossible.
No, just kidding. 120.
Oh. Why did we both kind of believe that, Luke?
I don't know why you guys believe that.
I don't know how many in ounces. That's why, because it was so unbelievable. There's no way.
3,500 milliliters. Would you measure
120
this?
Ounces?
Oh, yeah. I measure everything in milliliters.
120 ounces?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not that much.
You're not as impressed.
No, I'm not as impressed.
Okay, but you know how you can drown, you can poison yourself with water.
True.
So are you drinking too much water?
Are you trying to hurt yourself?
Is this a cry for help? Is this jug of water you're drinking from every day?
Help me.
Help. It's a cry for help. You won't
do it. I swear to God, I'll drink this whole day.
It's a goal. It's a goal every day to drink a whole gallon of water. And I do. I feel like a new man. I feel like there's been a new chapter in my life.
Your skin looks so plump and hydrated.
Started by water. In the chapter of my life, in this next chapter, it's just titled water.
I'm now water. When did you start drinking all this water?
It was about 3 weeks ago. You're skeptical.
I am skeptical.
How many ounces of beer do you think that you'll drink today?
Beer today?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How much is in a can? 12? 12 ounces in a normal can?
Yes.
120?
36.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, wine, different story.
Here's my question.
Wine guy now.
Luke, do you think you drink more ounces of water than every other combined drink together?
I do drink a lot of water. Opposite? I do drink a lot of water. Like at meals, I drink water now.
Mm-hmm.
So I drink, you know, probably more water than anything.
That's good.
I drink more water than I ever used to. Taylor, have you ever quit the pod? I don't mean to lose the track of your
Thank
question.
Thank you. Well, Andrew didn't even answer. He just started talking about his water.
I did ask, but...
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Have you ever quit the pod? Have you ever wanted to?
He hasn't quit.
Have you ever wanted to?
Yeah, well, I've wanted to change the fry pod many times.
Never.
I've had to be talked off a ledge multiple times.
Oh, come on. Never. When did they come? When did they happen?
When
we wouldn't prepare for anything?
Yeah,
I know what times. I know all the times.
You do?
When we're
Casper's uncles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Did like temporarily quit the pod that day.
You did. You actually literally left.
Yeah.
You know, I always knew that you probably wanted... how can I say this?
You know what I would say to him? I would say, I don't know, seem to know. Well, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah,
paradise right here. You go to pay paradise, put up parking lot.
Luke, we're lucky that a lot of listeners like us.
Well, it wasn't that. It was actually there, and I still get these from time to time where people will send me things that say the Fry Pod is unlistenable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a very recent Apple podcast review that says that.
Hey, guess what?
But most of them, listen, you can't let the negative outweigh the positive. Well,
that's right. Why I haven't quit it.
Let me ask
not
you a question.
We're not everyone's cup of tea.
I need to know.
That's very true.
I need to know this. Do you look at download numbers for each podcast?
I look at everything. I know and look at everything.
Yeah, okay. Do you work up
schematics? Are we still growing or has the Fry Pod plateaued?
Do you put up schematics?
Excuse me?
Do you make up schematics?
Like print them with my printer?
Yes, yeah. And look at them.
You or need going to, back you to the
to,
printer?
You need to show us schematics.
No, never.
See, look at these numbers. We got to pump up these numbers.
Yeah, why don't you tell us to pump up the numbers?
We could pump up.
Because they just go up.
Because I would fear what would happen if I said that to you.
Okay, we're going to play. Hey, next week we're going to pump up the numbers.
What if we walk in, he's got a boom on. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Pump numbers.
All right, have we plateaued or are we growing?
It's not public information.
We're growing, baby. Hey, have you ever quit the pod, Taylor?
I did move away for a summer.
It's true.
And then we did a podcast over a phone. We did something or over Zoom or something. I think you were just checking in. I think I was being like a foreign correspondent or something.
Tulsa's another country.
Yeah. No, like to New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of Tulsa too, but you were gone for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tulsa. It was a whole summer.
Huh.
Oh, Tulsa was gone for a year and a half.
Yeah.
But half of that was COVID. Anyway, I wanted to quit. Probably during the trivia nights, I was starting to get really embarrassed.
Oh.
And I was losing my partner and I was feeling
Jay was completely
alone.
Jay was mailing it in at some point.
Yeah. It was, if it would be like, if we would get down maybe five answers at the very start of the game, it was over. And there was still plenty of room to come back.
Oh, Here's the thing. Jay would get mad.
He would get so dejected.
You could tell at the end that he was mad. And the one week I was on your guys' team,
I was furious at you, Luke. Actually, that's when I wanted
to quit.
Here's
the thing:
that's probably right.
Their text messages are complete chaos.
Really?
Complete chaos. It's just like they're like, okay, what do you think the answer to this? And they'll be like, they'll both give like eight answers, and then Jay will just be—he's just so mad that he just picks one. There was no meeting of the minds.
There was no cohesion there.
Like me and Andrew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You think Jay ever wanted to quit the pod?
That's what
I think
done.
He quit the pod.
I think he's gone.
Is that what this is about?
You know what I'm realizing? Yeah. I really miss him. I don't know what Jay got because Jay's gone.
So true.
I miss him.
Ted John's back to bigger mystery. Ted John's back to bigger mystery.
Guys, I'm deep diving. There's another big wrestling thing this weekend. I want to watch it. But am I going to spend $60 on it?
$60?
Yes, you will.
I'm probably not.
You'd have to get other people to watch it with you.
I know, but the other people, I'm going to be at the lake with my family, and they're not going to watch it.
Anybody interested in your family?
No.
Not even Chad?
No.
Especially not. Wow. I can see Chad giving you a lot of...
Not interested. He'll sometimes come to WrestleMania and watch it with me, but often not.
Wow.
So I'm probably not going to watch it. But
was he the person who commented that wrestling is for children?
No, he was not. That was just a random person. In the spaces when,
just our
when
adoring
everyone
fans.
Left the spaces but me. Yeah. You were putting people on. You were still controlling who was coming in and out.
That's one of the. There's a flaw with spaces where, my internet connection changed from cell to Wi-Fi when I walked in my house, and it took me off of spaces. I could still hear it, but it completely took.
But
me
you could
away.
Still control it too, because you were still, like, because you were putting people in to talk to me and taking them out.
Yes, yeah. It's true.
It was fun. I liked it, but he thought wrestling was for babies. It's not. It's not
it's not for babies.
It's not for babies.
Not a baby.
But also,
that's what my 2-year-old says right now. Is I'm not a baby.
I'm not a baby.
I'm a big boy.
That's what
he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Did you say you're technically you're a toddler?
I'm a big boy. He gets really mad about it. He's very personally offended.
I'm a big boy. Well, okay, cool.
That wasn't even a deep dive.
I'm just telling you what I'm thinking about right now.
Oh, all right. God. Well, we will be exiting L-Man's baby pool, and we will right after this quick break. We will answer some Twitter questions. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. When I was looking for somebody to hire for my team, I had to go to LinkedIn Jobs because you just don't know the quality of these candidates. And the good thing about LinkedIn Jobs, it kind of helps you filter through and find the best people. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/dunk. That's linkedin.com/dunk to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. And we're back from that quick break. Let's go to the stream real quick before we go to the Twitter questions.
We're streaming, bah.
Who's up on
Arthur there? L. in Bethany, Oklahoma. What's up? Miguel de Mella, the Fluky in Germany. We have Wojciech from Poland. We have Ryan Tai in New Zealand. We have Christos in Greece. We have Penny in Tulsa. Hello. We have Hoops Talk 69 from the moon. We have Travis Cagle. I don't remember where you're from, man. Let us know. Josh Morrison in Virginia. What's up? Greg Ray says, I bet Kawhi regrets making them trade Shea for PG. No doubt. Let's see. Hybrid says, what's up? Another pod? Let's go, Flexi Arm.
Wow. Yeah.
Jake Hendricks in Kansas City. We have Ahi Ad says that he wants the old DTD music. Wow. Maybe I can send it to you.
MP3.
Hoopsock69 says he misses Jay.
I miss the old Kanjay.
We have Arthur L says that he's Team Fry Prod.
Well, Team Fry Prod, bribery. Yeah.
It'd be strange if you weren't. You were watching it on YouTube.
That's true. This is unlistenable. Wake up at 6 a.m.
See the alert. Click link. Want to watch.
How can anyone watch and listen to this?
Adam Brandt from Pennsylvania. Greg Ray is from, he says, from Toronto by way of New Zealand. Wow, very cool. Falk in Denmark. Oren in New Zealand. Travis Cagle is in... Went to Wichita, Kansas, to Tulsa, OK.
Dang. Travis, that was a really good opportunity to say yo mama's house.
Gunnar in London. And
is
Lil...
Is that my mother's house? Oh, my gosh.
My mother.
I'm in yo mama's house.
Wow. And Lil Bit joining us this morning.
Lil Bit.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Twitter questions!
Hey, y'all, our first Twitter question comes from @Bangelope, who wants to know, what growth or skill would you like to see out of each player this summer?
Okay, so I don't want to go through all the players.
We got
to
start from the bottom of the roster.
What we're going to do is we're going to top five power rankings, the top five things that we want to see developed from these players.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Top five power rankings.
Wow. All right. right. So here's something that we want to see.
I know what I want to see.
Okay.
It's a growth. It's a growth.
You want a growth?
It's
to
a growth. This is a growth. This is not a skill. This is a growth.
Okay.
I want Poku to put on 50 pounds.
Wow.
Or just weight. That's a growth.
Any kind of weight?
That is growth.
I want weight. Okay. I just want weight.
Yeah. I think that will happen. He's taking a few weeks off, and then he's going to come back to OKC, and he said he's working on not only getting bigger, but getting faster.
Mm.
How do you make yourself get faster?
That's what he said. That's what he's going to work on. Conditioning, agility skills.
He would get pretty tired. But he doesn't have many muscles. Like you waste
his legs
that.
Are muscular. His they legs, are? Yes. They're trunks.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You know, he's so lanky too.
Swear.
It takes so much weight on that body to start looking different, you know? Like, it would take 50 pounds for him to start physically looking different.
And honestly, 50 pounds may not look like a lot.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't even, it wouldn't do much.
Okay, I need 300.
100 pounds.
300 pounds.
I want him to come back obese.
Poku now weighs 450.
Obese. He's
Pokemon. The Pokemon he is now is Snorlax.
Yeah, he got bigger. He got bigger, but he got a lot slower.
This is very bad. I think along the same lines, and this is something one of Shay's goals. I want Shay to just come back ripped, like completely ripped.
That's one of his goals.
Yeah,
I want him to come back healthy. Wonder who has. I win.
I don't know why good he argument. Keeps winning today.
I wanted to come back.
It's very important healthy. For when you declare, to win today.
When you declare yourself the winner.
I
win.
Yeah.
This started before the podcast, just so you guys know. Luke really needs some W's today.
Want some wins. Want some wins.
Have you been catching some L's lately? Some dubs?
Only wins.
The L man needs a dub.
Yeah.
These are all dubs. These are all dubs I've won.
The L man.
These are all dubs I've won.
The L man. Okay, so those are two. I think it is important. I do think it is important that Shea does continue to get stronger because he led the league in drives per game. He's a guy that's going to live in the paint, and he's going to get fouled a ton, and he's going to learn how to get fouled more. So he does need to get stronger.
That is true. I think if Dort is coming back, just keep on growing in the ways you're growing. Probably a little bit more consistent from three because he's still taking a lot. He was shooting a lot. It was a roller coaster of a season. But you know what it was for everybody? Dort just kind of like,
hey, at least
what
Dort,
do you want to add to Dort? You just want him to get better at the things he's doing already, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want him to just become a more consistent spot-up shooter.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And wasn't his I believe it's at his, one point his finishing at the rim was you desire it to be better.
Yeah, he was one of the worst like high volume guys at the rim.
Yeah. So, needs to finish.
Yeah, get better.
Yeah.
I like that to get better.
Also get less strong.
Yeah.
Dort.
Yeah, I'd also like
too strong.
Here's my question.
I'd also like him to lose 50 pounds.
Yeah. He comes back just real skinny. He looks like Jamal Crawford when he walks through the door.
Here's my question.
Okay, we have two left. Okay, go ahead. Question.
Is Baze even going to be talked about in this top five?
Well, I think he'll start next year.
Mm. You think he will, even with the draft picks?
It depends on who it is. But
if the people we're talking about lose minutes next year because of who we draft, is it Poku or Bazley?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think I also think that they play different positions today.
Yes.
So,
I don't know though. Baze can move around a little bit more than Poku can move around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can play powerful. Like he's going to be the four.
Yeah, there's only so many minutes, Andrew.
I know. I don't know.
God bless. My goodness.
Progress is not linear. So I would say. What Bazley obviously needs to improve on is his spot-up shooting. Like, that's got to get better.
Yeah, for sure.
He's 29% from three on five attempts.
Ooh.
So, he was better the year before. He was really good in the bubble. So I think it's there. I think that they just challenged him to take different kinds of threes all season, and he just was not great.
He was really turning into quite the volume shooter here at the end of the season, too.
He was actually pretty good at the end of the season, and that's something that Presti talked about, is that when he had that time off, it was almost like his off season where he kind of got to learn about like what mistakes he was making and how to improve those. And he came back. He was a better player, certainly, to the point where he didn't play the last game because they're like, okay, you gotta sit down. You gotta chill out, Baze. So I think that right now it's easy to not talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
But having a 6'9", long arms, can pass, can dribble forward, potentially can shoot. That's good. Like everybody's looking for those guys. Every single team is looking for those kind of players, that archetype of a player. So yes, it's easy to just set him aside.
Yeah.
But he could end up being like an important role player. Because he's also a guy that, and Poku talked about this at exit interviews, but he's a guy that has talked about too that he wants to be able to defend all five positions. And he's got the athleticism to be able to do that. Could he do that this season? No. But could he get better? He's still young. I think he's only 21.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, 21, but.
He's not even 21 yet.
Just a reminder.
21 on June 12th.
He's had now 4 off seasons in 2 years. So basically, this is he's now going into his 5th year in the league.
Is that how that works?
Well, drafted, you have offseason, you have practice. He had the rookie season, first half, COVID shut down. We all said, wow, they actually get like an offseason
for all
better.
These
young guys.
He came back better. To the bubble.
Then they had an offseason after the bubble.
Very short.
And then his injury, also referred to as an offseason by Sam Presti. 4 offseasons in 2 years. He's now entering his fourth offseason. So fifth year in the league.
That's why Dort has been so good. Because of all of his off seasons.
Yeah, these off seasons are really like, you know what I'm saying? That was good for the podcast, huh? I motioned with my thumb.
Oh, no, I'm actually going to give you a win for that one.
Okay.
That's a win. That's a win. I'm 100% on board with that.
Anyways, Baisley's spot up shooting. All right, one more.
Mm.
Is there anybody else you care about?
Teo, probably. Let's just talk about that.
Okay. Well, what do you want him to improve on?
Probably his jump shooting. From three, it was good. But when he would dribble in and out, stats may completely give me...
Do you know what he shot from three?
Oh, God. Oh, no. It was like under 30%, wasn't it? 28%. No?
33.5%.
That's not bad for a rookie.
It's all right.
I'm okay with that.
It's not good.
His 2 field goal, his mid-range jump shot field goal could have been better, right?
I mean, it can always be better.
Yeah, there we go. That's a dub, baby.
Yeah.
that was not a dub. Not a dub right there.
10 to 16 feet, he's 42%. Yeah, it's not good.
I would just like what he's showing he's able to do, his dribble drives and passing out and his vision and pull up. Like, he was starting to do some pull-up threes, too. Yeah. Off the dribble, he's showing a lot of promise and potential in what he can do and what he thinks he can do in NBA games. And I think he's just going to get bigger and better at all that.
Yeah.
Tony Parker.
Yeah, he's 48% true shooting. I mean, that's like actively bad.
Yeah.
So he's got to get better. But he's also a rookie that was...
From another country.
Well, he's relied on heavily.
Mm-hmm.
He played the most minutes on the team.
What?
Yeah.
Over the whole season, I guess you're right.
Yeah, he played almost 1,800 minutes for the team this year.
Wow.
As a second round rookie. And that's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Teo, do you agree Teo's the rounds out the top five of this team going into next year?
Yeah.
You don't want the other one?
Who's the other one?
I forgot his name.
Hey, guys, let's move on to
Vit Krejci?
No, Micić. What can Micić improve on coming into this next year?
Oh, Micić. Well, we got to see if he's on his way first.
Hey, guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @OKC Obstinacy.
think that's right.
Hmm.
Do you think Dort makes the final Canadian national team roster? Will SGA not playing this summer be better or worse for him next season?
Guys, I'm a little worried about the Olympics happening.
Tell us.
Japan is not doing very well with COVID, and they're saying they, some people there are saying they shouldn't have it.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
Would it shock you if it didn't happen?
No, it would not. I mean, I don't know. Would it shock me?
Why'd you shocked. Stop singing?
I'd be shocked.
Why did you start singing?
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if it didn't happen.
You
it,
would.
There's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of,
there's too much money and power
money to
involved.
Be made yeah. with this.
Yeah.
Like, do you I'm think they're going to listen to their citizens? Are like you insane?
I have the Peacock app, you yeah. know, because that's where WWE hits their pay-per-views on. Cool. And I didn't even think that's, it's going to have like all like Olympics. It's going to have like constantly running Olympics on it. I think that's going to be cool.
I will, if we don't get that this summer, I will be selfishly upset because some of my favorite summers are those in which we're like going over to a buddy's house and you're like, what are we going to do? You just sit down, you watch the Olympics, you watch something you've never seen in your whole life, get super into it because you're a patriot.
You know, my favorite sport is Olympics. And
you have said that.
And yeah, summer before. Olympics, in my opinion, is better than winter.
Hmm. Okay, explain again why you think Olympics is a sport.
Because there is a scoring system,
mm-hmm.
and at the end there is a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, that's a sport.
It's a game of games, essentially.
It is the game of games, arguably, and it is a sport.
It's just like Candyland.
Actually,
there's a scoring system.
Yeah,
there's
that's
no,
a sport.
No,
and
no,
there's a winner.
No, no, hmm. no. That no, because that is not involve athletics. There's no athletic component to Candyland.
I disagree. Have you ever played Candyland?
I have. You sit down.
You I don't sit know, down. Man.
Makes me sweat.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I think someone was saying on the Thunder Reddit that they want to get a Dort Olympic jersey.
It would be really interesting if this. It sucks that Shea isn't going to play. Wait, I'm right. He said he's not going to.
Yeah, he's not going to play.
That Canada team would have been very, very interesting to watch.
Yeah, they'd have been fun. Lots of Shea and Dort. Yeah, Dort will definitely make it.
Yeah. Wiggins?
Yeah, Wiggins is going to play.
He playing?
Yeah.
Who else? I'm just trying to think of Canadian players right
Tristan
now.
Thompson.
Mm.
We'll play.
Boring.
You're bored by Tristan Thompson.
Bored, not interested anymore.
Yeah. Nick Nurse, coach.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, bro.
I thought he just coached a Canadian team.
Think they would allow that?
Did you think that would be allowed?
No, I just mean Toronto. They don't allow it. All their coaches have been Canadian. Next one.
Okay. Hey, you. You're here. Coach us.
All right. Let's go to our next Twitter question. It comes from @TheNickOrman, who wants to know, in the era of, quote, let me just try and switch the worst defender into my best guy, end quote, is the locked-out wing defender archetype overrated? Because a guy like Kawhi can start on Luka, but as soon as he crosses half court, they're hunting a switch.
Yeah, just, I mean, it depends on your willingness and your team's strategy on defense, right? I mean, there's some teams that are going to switch automatically, but like Dort defended James Harden last year in the playoffs, in the playoff bubble, and they would try to get switches and he would fight through the screen,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can choose to do that. So it's not necessarily that archetype is dead, but it just depends on what you're going to do every time. Now, like the Thunder in 2016 were switching almost everything automatically, and it did make like the presence of Andre Robertson a little rough at times. But if you have a guy that's going to fight through the screens, then it's not as big of an issue.
It's a decision that the Clippers have made on purpose, which is turning out to be a dumb decision.
Yeah.
Because they haven't given themselves any... This is what is confusing me. Luka is doing this to them every time. They're obviously running screens to get Luka the switch, and the Clippers just give it to him every time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not understanding. When you have Paul George, you're going into the season, people are saying like, wow, their defense is going to be unbelievable. Paul George, Kawhi, Pat Bev, crazy.
Yeah.
And then they don't use them.
Also, I don't know that things would be that different. They do use them, and this question is correct in that they're... But those guys aren't... Like, Kawhi's not fighting through a screen.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though, is like... So you don't put Paul George on Luka?
PG's not going to do that either.
You don't put Kawhi... I know, but why? Like, that's a decision that they're making, right? Like, they're both known as, at least in the past, that they could be the best defender on their team.
Yeah.
Especially on the perimeter.
The effort that it takes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know the guys that are in their 30s.
Yeah, they're not going
possibly
to.
Do that. So it's... Yeah, I
so
I
you
know.
Just choose to lose.
They're choosing to lose. it's the Clipper mentality.
Yeah,
is what it is. It's the Clipper mentality prevailing. But yeah, I mean, here's the thing that it's not only is like your wing defender maybe not as valuable as it used to be, but if you can't shoot, you basically can't play. Unless you have some other skill, like unless you're like an outrageous passer or somebody that can score at will around the rim. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, like the Andre Robertsons, the Tony Allens of the world. I mean, that archetype is just almost impossible to play big minutes in the league today.
You can even look at guys that I don't think they're playing at all right now in Rondae Hollis-Jefferson and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. These
they can't find a roster spot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there were these guys that coming out of college, they were both picked pretty high, pretty good draft spots, given a lot of opportunity, could not find a jump shot, and they just aren't in the league.
Yeah, like who is a wing defender that can only defend that's playing in the playoffs right now?
Yeah, it's not.
Like, name one.
Tybalt?
Yeah, he comes off the bench and only plays 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do anything else.
Yeah.
But...
He is playing, though.
He's playing. He had 5 blocks and 4 steals in 20 minutes the other night.
Like, that's the kind of defensive production that is required for you to be on the court if you can't shoot.
Yes. He was so good.
Yeah.
Horrifyingly good on defense the other night.
And the Sixers just have so much more offense than they've had in years prior to. They just have more opportunity
offensively. And it's hard to play him and Ben Simmons at the same time, you know, unless you're playing the Wizards and it doesn't matter. doesn't matter. You can play anybody and you'll still probably beat the Wizards.
Hey, guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from at Ben Elephant King, who wants to know, have you ever had a food item thrown at you?
So this is referencing Russell Westbrook having popcorn dumped on him at the game.
He was so mad.
Yes, he was already mad. And then that was, I mean, he was just throwing a match on just a barrel of gasoline.
And the guy is kicked out of whatever stadium that is forever. He can't come back.
Yeah, indefinitely gone.
Even if, like, Garth Brooks comes, he can't go.
That's right.
Even if.
But I think he could get around that pretty easily.
How? Right? How?
Like, if I'm banned forever from Chesapeake, whatever,
you
buy me a ticket to Garth Brooks and I wear a cowboy hat and a mustache and shades, I can get in.
Yeah, how do they know? I never understand how they
He can't buy tickets. I think it's just something they say they do not enforce.
So he'll be singing Friends in Low Places here pretty quick.
Pretty quickly.
Exactly. I think he could get in pretty easily.
Nobody tell Russell that. Don't tell Russell. Have you guys had food thrown at you? So Trae Young also got spit on. I got spat on after a game.
You did?
Yes, we were.
Was I with you?
Yeah. We were leaving PC West. After PC West, PC North basketball game, and we were horrifically annoying at the game. We were probably like in the front cheering section, leading horrific cheers the whole time, like MSG level cheers.
Whoa.
And definitely got spat on by somebody, Trae Young style.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That's disgusting.
Like, that's like having.
Did you fight?
We were not big fighters.
We're not big fighters. More bark than bite back in the day.
I don't think I've ever been spat on, but I did spit on somebody.
You did?
Yeah.
You spit on somebody?
Was it me?
It was Andrew. That
Oh my god!
No, I did spit on someone. So I can. I have this awesome trick where I can make this sound with my mouth. That sounds like a Windex bottle.
Yeah.
Right? So in school, seventh grade, isn't that cool? I had a Windex bottle and we were coming back from lunch and I was hiding on the other side of the door. And when my peers would walk in the door, I'd go, and they'd go, oh, whoa, don't spray that. And I was like, no, it's just a joke, blah, 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 blah. So I do this. This girl, Madison Muir, also the girl who said it was a kid from Ireland when I farted and sneezed. I hope someone who knows Madison Muir listens to this. Well, she's walking into class. I do it to her. She flips out.
Really?
Yes, because I did this. I think I gleeked. Spit in her face. Yeah. She thought I really sprayed Windex. So she thought she was like losing her eyesight. She was like flipping out that I just sprayed it in there and I got in trouble.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. That's, I'll answer the question. I think I have had food thrown at me. I've been in I've had food thrown at me. You go to church camps and they have a food.
He gets better every week.
Like a food fight, you know?
Yeah.
They have like a sanctioned food fight.
Oh, man.
And I've done this. I've had like a fistful of beans thrown at me.
Fistful of beans.
Yeah.
Luke, you know what I wish you had a fistful of?
Beans.
Your microphone.
My microphone. Sorry, guys.
Every week. D's.
All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @UpToAsk, who says, in a multiverse, how many championships do the Clippers win if Leonard signs without George and they keep SGA, Gallo, and 7 picks?
It's a good question because what they lack is a lead guard, right? And what we have in Shea here in Oklahoma City is an all-star level lead guard.
Yeah.
You keep Gallo, who can really shoot it on the wing, and then you have all your draft pick ammunition to go get somebody else. So you could trade Gallo and picks for somebody else. They could have traded for James Harden.
I guess we're just not considering that like Kawhi never would have gone there if PG didn't go there.
Yeah,
we're just saying, if Kawhi went there.
Yeah, if that is for sure the only way.
It's the multiverse. Anything can happen.
Okay, anything can happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if they win, honestly. I mean, I think that they're better than they are.
It would not have been the last couple of years that they would have won.
Right.
The outcome is probably very similar.
Yeah,
the last couple of years. But if Shea continues to get better next to Kawhi, that's pretty good.
Are we kind of just asking the question, would you rather, is Shea better than PG at this point?
If you called the Clippers today and you offered them the same exact trade package for Paul George.
I think they say yes.
Yeah,
they say please.
They take it back.
Please.
Yeah.
Be an act of mercy from the Thunder. And I don't think that this Clippers team is going to be a great team in 2026 when the Thunder have their unprotected pick. So the trade that looks good today, and we haven't even had one pick convey yet, is going to look probably ridiculous by the time that the trade, once they are done paying their debts to the Thunder.
That's so awesome.
2027.
2027, man.
Bomber is going to lose his effing mind after this series.
He's
going to fire everyone. He walks through the hall. He's just going to fire everyone he's walking by.
He's going
to
say,
I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
He's going to, in a different way.
Yeah.
He's going to say,
right.
You're fired or you're not here anymore.
Today.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's going to flip out.
So I don't know if you guys have watched the video of this, because I tweeted it out. Mm-hmm. Levitard tweeted it out, and I used the same video. It's so funny. And I need to go clip the first part of this, because he's so like giddy excited. He's like, I have these notes, but and it's just so funny.
You know who he is? You know what he is? He is like a Chris Farley impression.
Yeah, he is.
I'm just fired up to be here today.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
Oh my God, I could see Chris Farley doing it right when he's in there. Oh, that's good. That's a dub, dude.
Oh, rack up another win for the L man. All right, let's go to the next Twitter question. It comes from at Andrew Boo Boo 2.
Oh, Andrew. Ooh, you cry baby. Boo Boo.
In honor of Andrew making Moose cry, when was the time you dealt with some awkward crying or accidentally made someone cry?
Breakups.
You got a story?
Breakups.
I shouldn't have said breakups, because this is not
the time to air that out.
No. All right. Well, in the spirit of that, I'm a divorce attorney, and people cry in front of me all the time.
Oh man.
And guess what I've gotten? I'm good at it. Guess what I always have?
No. What?
Tissues. Yeah.
Tissues. And I'm just like, boom.
Boom.
What tissues. Do? Do you have to? You can't really say much, though.
Let them get it out. Let him get it out.
You're like, cry it out, you big babies.
I do not say that.
Cry it out, you big freaking babies. Get your lives together.
Do you hand them a tissue and say, this is another W for the L man? I have tissues.
Tissues. W for the L man. No.
Get your lives together.
Andrew, what about you?
Babies.
Oh, I don't know. I can't think of any
just
time.
Just making grown men Thunder players cry.
Just making.
That should be your goal every year, to make everyone cry.
To get someone to cry.
Yeah.
At least one cry. I did not expect that when I asked him. Because I was just honestly wanting clarification. Because he was asked a question about staying earlier. I'm like, dude, just explain it to me. Like, I want to know. Because he could have been on a contender. He probably could have been on the Bucks, right? The Bucks probably would have liked to have him for like a second rounder or something. And he wanted to stay here. He chose to stay.
Yeah, and then he cried. So there's got to be something very personal there that...
He talks some about it.
You need to do some more reporting, though. You need to really dig into this.
Get him on the pod.
Get him on the pod. Breakups. Let's go to our next Twitter question.
Wait, I do have one.
Okay.
There is a family member. I think we all have a family member.
Uh-huh. We all have family members, yes.
Okay, good. We're on the same page there. There's one specific family member that cries a lot in situations where you shouldn't be crying. And it's kind of like pity party cry. Do you guys have a family member that needs to get attention, emotional attention a lot?
Sure.
And it's very awkward.
Yeah.
Because the cries just happen wherever, whenever. We're meant to be together.
It's me. In my family. It's me.
It's L-Man. Taking the L's.
It's me.
It's always been me.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Mom?
Is this supposed to be a personal attack on the L-Man?
You always do this, Chad. I'm your big brother.
Uh-huh. Why don't you like WWE?
Okay, guys. Hey, too close to home. Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from at DJ _ Frijoles, who wants to know, what are your go-to summer activities?
Drinking beer, my man.
Boom. Having an ice cold seltzer. Big old bottle of wine. Cocktail.
Whoa, okay. I love the pool, man.
Yeah.
I am white as I am pasty white.
Yeah.
I go outside for the first time in the summer, lobster red. All my skin is peeling, just floating in the wind when I'm walking wherever I am the next 2 days.
Wow.
I don't even care because I love pool days so much. You know what I didn't do last summer?
Pool day.
Because there weren't any public pools. I couldn't go to my favorite place, Whitewater Bay.
You going to go to Whitewater Bay?
Oh, I love Whitewater Bay.
We have double park season passes.
I unironically love Whitewater Bay.
there's something about the smell. So I'm being ironic, but also kind of not.
I'm not
there's
at
something
all.
About the smell I'm into.
The like, overly it's like coordinated.
Wet. You know what the smell is? It's those mats that have holes in them that yeah. you mop on the top of, but it lets water go through so you don't slip. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's just water that stays underneath that.
Standing water.
Yeah, it's the smell of standing water with like mop water.
And bleach.
And bleach. There's something about it that's
What's
really
your favorite
inviting.
Ride?
My favorite what?
What's your favorite ride?
Cannonball Falls.
You know what? Cannonball Falls no longer exists.
What?
And it's also not called Whitewater Bay anymore. So.
Wow.
That's actually true. It's Hurricane Harbor.
Harbor. And they did. They tore down Cannonball Falls.
Why? Too dangerous.
Do they have the toilet? Do they have the toilet now?
No. They have one. Yeah, it's in the back.
The toilets are the best.
It's Dude. Really.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They're the
yeah,
best.
They have
I
one.
Can ride those 100 times.
Is it small where it's like a single person toilet or is it group toilet? Because no, I did a group toilet.
Single or double.
Dude, the Hurricane Harbor in Texas has a huge toilet and you're in like a raft with 4 people.
Really?
It's but so
at, and
terrifying.
At the end, you just fall?
There's a four. Yeah, yeah. There's a four like one that's similar to that.
That's not what the toilet.
It's different, and it's the same idea as toilet, but it has to be different because it's 4 people.
Because at the end you fall. That's the fun part.
Oh, like in the funnel.
Yeah, you're at the end of the funnel and you fall like
right.
6 feet.
Okay, Hurricane Harbor's is not a toilet. They have a
it's
toilet.
It's a half pipe, what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
they do
yeah.
Have,
that's
they,
what I'm
they
thinking
do
about
have
that.
A half pipe there
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Whoa, those
it's
are
new.
Scary.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The half pipes are fun. We did a half pipe and it was me, you, and Jake Custer. We tried yeah. to get like
you
the
one?
Heaviest guys that mm-hmm. we could to go down this, and I mean we almost flew off the half pipe.
It was awesome.
I love Whitewater Bay. I've not been Hurricane Harbor, but I love it. But it just takes a lot to go.
It's disgusting, but like there's a lot of disgusting things we
it's
like.
Great.
Yeah.
It's true. My summer I also like going to the lake in the summer. It's fun.
Yeah. Never been. Thanks for the invite.
Boating. Hey guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. And it says okay, here's a good one. From at Rhett Barb. Not Brett Rarb. Scale of 1 to 10, how worried are we about SGA's health heading into next year?
1. Not worried.
1.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I've been given no indications from anybody that this should be a concerning thing.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, wow. So we're all on board with 1?
Yeah, I don't have any reason to be that concerned. Although...
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It was a little surprising that he has already opted out of Team Canada.
Oh, that's a 10.
Yeah.
That's a 10. That moves it up to a 2 or 3 for you. I'm going to...
Maybe a 2. Let's say 2.
I mean, risk
but
reward...
But I'm also not concerned.
Risk reward on the Canada thing. If you're still kind of hurt going into the season, you don't want to push it. The reward, yeah. Not as great as the risk.
A gold medal?
Yeah, they're not going to win a gold medal.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to win a gold medal.
Bronze medal?
That maybe.
Okay.
Did it all for the bronze medal.
Did it all.
Did it for my country.
Okay, our next Twitter question comes from at Rob Whitrock, who wants to know, in light of Russ's popcorn incident, what are your guys' favorite popcorn brands? Do you dress it up with garlic salt, parm cheese, or bacon? Man, Rob's big into the popcorn and the dressing and the flavors.
Where's the popcorn?
The extras.
You guys do extras?
The fixins.
I don't actually. That's not true. I have the best fixin.
Okay.
What?
I call it. It is duck salt, but I call it duck butter. And it is phenomenal. And it's so my old roommate used to have it, and now I go and find it on the internet and like specifically like ship it to my house.
Uh-huh.
It is phenomenal. It is also really good on steaks.
What is it?
It's just like a seasoning.
Is it from duck?
It does not
call it duck.
I don't know. It has a cartoon duck on it. It's called duck salt. But I call it duck butter. And it is fantastic. You put it on steaks, you put it on popcorn, it is so good. So I actually, that's a fixin's.
Do you make popcorn, Andrew? I never make it.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do a lot too. Of popcorn.
Do you put stuff on it?
I'm a kettle corn guy.
Yeah, Big kettle corn guy.
Yeah, and I like any kind of like sweet flavored popcorn. Here's the duck salt.
That's duck salt. Duck salt rules. Ducksalt.com.
So it's Golden Belt beef, yeah. Kansas raised Angus beef.
All right, everybody, go to duckbutter.com.
Is what is the company that makes this?
It's so good. And they give you a big, when you buy it, they give you a thing for your car that says got beef.
I think it's made for steak.
Yeah.
But you could use it clearly for whatever.
Is it made out of duck? Is the seasoning from like duck fat?
No.
It's MSG free, low sodium.
Yeah. It's just got a bunch of fixings.
Bunch of duck in it.
Yeah.
I've really become, I don't make popcorn, but there's some really good pre-made like popcorn companies now that stay fresh for a long time at the grocery store, you know?
Yeah.
There's one
sack, like a sack of pre-made popcorn.
Yes. Yeah. There's really good sweet ones.
There's some good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's if you're going to get sweet, like that's almost your only option.
Right.
That has to be pre-made.
That's true. I guess that's a great point.
Yeah. I don't know why Luke is actually so disgusted. That's like a big sweet. L for the like L man, sweet. Right?
No, but I don't like pre-made popcorn.
They've gotten way better at the pre-made popcorn. I'll tell you, it's not, it never gets soggy. I don't know how it stays like
it's good.
Crunchy all the time.
It's good.
But there's one that's like a kettle corn that has chocolate drizzle on it.
Yeah, bro.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, bro.
That one, I will snack a whole bag.
Sam's Club.
You know what my favorite popcorn brand of all time was?
Mm.
Do you remember we were little kids? It's called Pop Secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Pop Quiz. Pop Quiz, I think. It was one or the other. But it had you. The thing was the popcorn was a different color.
Mm.
So you'd pop it and it'd be like blue or red or green. I love that. I'd always try to get it, but I bet it made people sick. Because they don't make it anymore.